Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Saturday to you, my friend. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It is indeed, as it is once a week, it really is Saturday today. It's October 19th, 2019. Appreciate all the love, feedback, listeners, downloads. Thank you, thank you, thank you for plugging into the Every Day is Saturday podcast. And number one, motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, I want to share with you a really inspiring story. You may have heard of Lewis House. He and I are kind of in the same niche, personal development, inspiration, motivation. Although I believe he's a multi-millionaire and I have four kids. So, but anyway, in all seriousness, I think he and I are just at different ends of life, man. I think he's in his 30s, single dude, loving life, traveling, jet setting, all that good stuff. God love him, man. I don't begrudge anybody's success. Never. And especially anybody that's going to pimp out the good vibes, you know, and just try to inspire people. So here's what happened. This is why I just want to kind of lay this down today. This way, I'm on the old Twitter sphere, and I see, and I don't know how. Oh, I saw a tweet from Lewis House, and I don't follow Lewis. It's H-O-W-E-S. First name L-E-W-I-S, Lewis House. Young guy, good-looking dude, sharp dude, great guy. And I know of his School of Greatness podcast. It's kind of like the Everyday Saturday show, but I believe he interviews people, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe you subscribe to his pod. You might. Heck, I might be telling you something you already know. But I just want to tell you, so I was scrolling Twitter, and somebody liked one of his tweets. And it was, train like nobody's watching or everybody's watching or something like that. I don't know what it was. So pretty cool. I'm like, Lewis, he's on Twitter. Huh, let's click on him. And so I click. He's got like 160,000 followers or something like that. And I see a really cool interview on the Ellen Show. I'm like, dude, got on Ellen. Congrats, man. Major props for that. And it was about, looks like it was a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. Great interview. It's probably 6 or 7 minutes. And this is where it becomes from about Lewis House to about you, okay? Lewis House told a story of how he went from his sister's couch to, you know, being a multimillionaire, writing books, having a great podcast and all that stuff. And I thought about you, the person who listens to this podcast. That's you. All he did was tell a story. I don't mean all he did, like to minimize it, but all he did was get up off his sister's couch, start an online business, and then also launch his podcast. This wasn't 20 years ago. This was 2009, 2008, 2009. And as his story goes, he left college early, wanted to try a shot as his dream to get in the NFL. Didn't make it. Went into the Arena Football League, which is probably about a step down. I think Kurt Warner in the Arena Football League playing in Iowa or something? Ends up being a Hall of Fame quarterback. So the Arena Football League, Lewis said they were making about $250 per game. You know, then they got food stamps when they, you know, were on the weekends traveling to buy food. So certainly not the real jet set lifestyle of a pro football athlete. Breaks his arm. Ends his shot of, you know, being a pro football player, ends up on his sister's couch for about a year and a half, I think he said. And I was thinking, wow, that story right there is everybody. That's my Every Day is Saturday story. That's your story. Gary Vee's got a story. Everybody. Oprah's got a story. I mean, everybody's got a story. And this is why I preach it all the time on this show, that the one thing that's going to separate you from everybody else out there is your own individual story. And as I see Lewis House, I mean, I know I've seen him interviewing. I saw somebody's YouTube channel again. It's funny how we got to probably be 1 degree separated out there in this, you know, in this motivational landscape. I saw him interviewing Tony Robbins on a private jet. I saw him interviewing Kobe Bryant. And I'm like, wow, this good for this guy, man, that he was able to harness the power of his story. Dropping out of college, trying to get into the NFL, not getting in the NFL, settling for Arena, breaking his arm, sister's couch, broke, food stamps, all that. And now he's got a great podcast called The School of Greatness, and he does live events, and he's just rocking it. That will be you. that will be you. And I was thinking about you when I was thinking about you and I was thinking about this interview that I saw on Ellen. I thought about, you know, the difference between the life that he's living right now, you know, going out and doing something that he really loves to do. And look, making a lot of money, but I always believe the money comes. I really do. Now, whether that's 100 grand a month, 100 grand a day, or 100 grand over the course of 2 years, or $1 million, none of that even matters. What matters is you do this, is that you make a decision. Okay, because once you make a decision, everything changes. You stop being a victim. So many victims and so many people want to blame other people for where they're at. It's like, come on, man, you can't. I've never met a wealthy victim. You know, I've never met someone who gained incredible wealth, personal and monetary and figuratively and health and all of that, by being a victim. If you're always negative and comparing yourself and all that and being sinister. And look, I'm using another person in my niche as a great example of how to achieve success. I don't have any animosity towards people who do what I do that have great success. It looks like he's doing it, you know, with integrity. I don't know the guy. I don't know. I never met him. Like I said, we travel probably in some of the same circles in the speaker gig and having obviously a motivational podcast and all that stuff. All I know, appears like a good dude to me. And he's rocking it. Get all the wealth, man. Get all the money you can, because I believe if you're adding value, you should be making money. There's nothing wrong with earning income, doing what it is you love to do. But everything begins, and it could end too, but I'm talking about the beginning of your greatness. It begins with a decision. All right, I'm not going to be the individual I was yesterday. I'm just not going to be that person anymore. And when you make that decision, it might sound hokey. It might sound cliche. I'm telling you, it's not, because decisions are powerful. Decisions plus actions will get you the results that you want in life. Because once you make a decision, that's just, okay, you've made the decision. That's awesome, by the way. I mean, nothing can begin to be great without making the decision to do something, okay? But then once you make that decision, what actions are you going to take? I have people who booked the call with me. Oh, by the way, cell phone, text messages, everybody's been awesome, man. If you're ready to get started working together with me one-on-one, normally I send people to my calendar, launchwithsam.com. That's great. Go there, book a time, launchwithsam.com. Text me, man. This is the greatest idea ever. If you're ready to get going and you want to be held accountable and you want a coach and a mentor and somebody who's been doing it for 15 years to show you how you do it, man, it would be great. Shoot me a text message, 513-582-6570, 513-582-6570. Just say, yo, Sam, I listen to the podcast. I want to get on the phone. I'll call you the same day. Promise. I mean, unless, you know, I've got something going on with the family, I can always get away for 30 minutes and call you, though. 513-582-6570. That's my cell phone. Like, that really is my cell phone in Cincinnati. Text if you're serious, and we will get you going. I promise you, we being me, you and I, working together for as long as you want, baby, to make every day Saturday. Decision plus actions equals results, okay? Just take a specific action. It doesn't need to be climbing Mount Everest, okay? That type. It doesn't need to be the, you know, oh my God, I made a decision, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Now I got to go borrow $500,000. No. I've decided to be an entrepreneur, and getting on my calendar would be a great decision. But even if you didn't get on my calendar or text me or whatever I just said to do to get going, that would be a really good thing to do. But even if you couldn't do that, how about getting on YouTube or getting on some other platform to begin learning and exploring other individuals in your niche and how they're doing it? Success leaves clues. Write that down. Success leaves clues. You don't got to do this all by yourself. You don't have to forge this brand new trail into the woods by yourself, you know, and not knowing what's going to. You can pretty much predetermine what your next steps are going to look like by what someone else has already done. That is so empowering. Like, someone else has already got on there and spent, I think of Russell Brunson with funnels. You know, he spent millions and millions of dollars to create the worst way to do funnels and then figured out the best way to do it. And you don't have to pay for all of his mistakes that he made. He already paid for them, you know? And you just go buy ClickFunnels and you're off and running, for example. You know, you don't have to build a website anymore. I do a podcast for 10 minutes a day in my car and get 10,000 downloads a day. You know, that's ridiculous. That's just so stupid. That's ridiculous. You know how stupid that is? That, I don't mean stupid, that it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm talking into a cell phone right now in my car in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're listening to it. You could be in New Zealand. You could be in Australia. You could be anywhere in London, Iceland, South America, anywhere in the world, over 222 countries. Get this podcast from me, the stuttering ex-dropout dude living in the Midwest in Ohio. In the U.S. Isn't that amazing? And if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. It started with what? It started with a decision. I said, I'm going to launch a podcast. I know I sound like Porky Pig on a meth trip. I get it. I talk fast. I stutter every now and again. I'm okay with that because I know you're okay with that. It's raw. It's authentic. It's just who I am, man. And I love my serve. My mission in life is to serve you and anybody else who wants to make every day Saturday. That's my mission in life, is to serve those who wish to make every day Saturday. So what is your mission? You don't have to come up with a direct, you don't need a mission statement. Just what do you want to do? Make a decision based on that mission and don't talk yourself out of it. Don't go back to default. Everybody wants to go to default land. There's a default California. There's a default Texas. There's a default New York. There's a default Australia. There's a default everywhere. Don't go back there, man. You don't need to go back to where you came, because once you made a decision, that's decide. You have made an incision. How about that? To cut out the past. Not that you can't learn from it, but there's no need to go back there. Make a decision. Start modeling those who have had success so you don't have to pay for all those expensive mistakes that have already been made by them. You know, buy their book, watch their video. You don't have to invest a ton of money right now and get going. All right. And if I can help you, text me on the old cell phone, 513-582-6570. And or get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and we'll get started. And you'll make a decision and you'll love it, man, and make every day, Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.